It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello. Well, I am trying to approach the difficult and dangerous subject of cancer. And so I'm giving hints of it every place I can. Like, I opened the program, and I said when I opened the program, an hour ago, people grow on you, they get under your skin, and you don't know what's come over you lately, what inside you, and you're not yourself anymore. Who are you then? What, you know, you better listen what more I have to say. And then people attach you in one way or the other when you react to them. They attach themselves to when you upset you. And so that's the beginning of an altered identity and a displaced identity other than God's that doesn't like you to see that he's there. It won't let you admit your faults. And it makes it painful to admit your faults because it feels the pain. See, it's not you that feels the pain. When the little boy steals the impulse, something impulse, you've had this impulse on your kid, take money from dad's night table. That's the one I use all the time. But the impulse, he doesn't know where it came from. Could be a little kid, but it could just be an impulse all by itself coming from nowhere. I had once a man tell me when he was very young, he was 5 years old, playing with kids, and all of a sudden somebody said, pick up that stone, hit that kid on the head with it. He said, where'd that come from? He picked up the stone. While he was picking up the stone, he just dropped the stone and ran. That's what I mean, that something, he faced it, he didn't follow through with it, but if you think it's your own idea, as you get older, you could carry out stuff like that. It's called murder, violence. But that's not God's nature, you see. So I say that a displaced identity gives you a different boss inside you. And so when the identity becomes strong enough, then I won't say any more. I'm not going to say any more unless somebody prompts me. So identity exchange on a very subtle level, it doesn't become cancer right away. It becomes cancer when enough life is taken from you by others and enough identity given you reinforce your identity, your sense of worth. See, look at this word sense of worth. Why would you want a sense of worth? Now, a sense of worth, I'll give you another example. I'm in a dentist's office in Hawaii 50 years ago. I was doing a talk there. And a man was reading a fiction book. I said, what? You know, we're sitting alone in the office there. So, friendly, I said, what's the book about? Oh, it's a novel. I said, is it a reality book? No, he says, it's just distraction. And I said, well, what do you want to be distracted from? Guess what happened to me? He threw the book at me and walked out. Because I stuck a nerve. It's fiction because he wanted distraction from reality. I posed it. I said, well, why would you want distraction? What's bothering you? I can't help myself. I do that all the time, tick everybody off. I said, well, now you might look at yourself. What do they call it when you Twitter people? You Twitter somebody when they're standing next to you. You don't even know how you're afraid of relationships. See, the trouble with relationships, they grow on you. You become enslaved, or you're the enslaver. So it's so convenient, so you don't have to be caught up with someone. You can just Twitter them. And you maybe 100, 200 Twitters a day. Twitter when you're driving, have accidents. But the whole idea is the distraction from the fact you don't know how to talk to people. Look at my phone call. Look at my phone bank. Years ago, that lines would be full. I have 200 radio stations now. I only had one then. And you couldn't get in. Because people weren't so twittery and jittery and afraid of each other. And no, we don't know how to hold conversations anymore. I hardly ever have. It's very rare that I have real conversations with people. They're there. The last one I had, the last couple I had was pretty good. But it doesn't say much for the rest of the country, does it?
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, if it's the peace and joy that you've been searching all your life, you're never going to find it. If I may say so. All right, well, I'll take a call from Boston right now. 800-866-8883. I boast that I know how to help you overcome almost any problem. Almost. As a matter of fact, how can I say it differently? How can I say it in a way that won't scare you? But I'll see if Mary's on the line, so I'll find a way after my conversation with Mary in Boston. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Roy. That's good news. That's good to hear. I need your help.
Okay. Now, what can I do for you?
I just believe that I need an exorcism. I believe that I need a nudge from you. Because there is just remnants of doubt and fear in me, and I have come a long way.
How do I deal with fear? I don't have it anymore, but I'm sure there will be a time comes when things get bad enough. I'm sort of putting my stick in my neck out so it happens, because I don't want to go out just sitting here, you know, nice and relaxed and, you know, sunning myself and fishing. I want to go out as a man fighting for what's right. See that?
So I'm actually
pushing myself out of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping the media will start to take me on and say all kinds of mean things about me. You see, but that's the way you must live your life. You see, what's wrong with you is that you're afraid to speak your mind. You're afraid to speak your mind. Speak what's in your heart. Because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yes.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes.
Do you understand the dynamic of what is called hurting people's feelings? It's not really about people's feelings at all. It's about your feelings. See, because when you are dependent upon other love from other people to reassure you that you're okay, when you're not really okay, that's a lie, right?
Yes.
That's lying. That's a lying love, isn't it?
Yes.
And so what everybody wants lie loves. Everybody wants lying love.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who is not ready for salvation loves the liar.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that loves you or can do something for you, but they never will, you know that. But they want something from someone, something or someone. They want something from the world. They want something from the dog, the cat.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is, from a whiskey bottle. So, but when it comes to people, you can't offend a whiskey bottle, really. So, But the power that comes from people who look like friends that love you and you oblige them and do nice things for them to hold on to your illusion of worth. It's only an illusion. It's a lie that needs reinforcing. And the more you've been reinforced the lie, the more of a slave you are for the liar.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yes,
now,
I do.
Now, that liar could be a friend, a very pleasant friend who likes you. But you don't realize that you, if he's ever going to steal something from me one day, it will be you that will be empowering him to do it because you're so, you know, so easy to get along with. You actually, whenever you're going along to get love, you're actually empowering the dark side of another human being who eventually hurt you.
Yes.
See that? So, now you have two things to be afraid of. First of all, you're afraid to, if when you see him do something untoward, something, when you see that a person, your friend, let's pick a friend, you see that person you like and think you love, who's a good person because you think him good, because he makes you feel good. It's like thieves and robbers loving thieves and robbers, right? So, but when you see him do something wrong, which you've actually helped him to do, gave him confidence to do by the fact that you need his love and you won't say anything. And you, so the minute you start to think of speaking to him saying, hey, that's not right. The minute you do that, you know you'll offend his ego. Your ego knows it will offend his ego, and he may withdraw his support. And that will feel like some pulling the doormat from under your feet, and you feel the pain of it, and you call it not wanting to hurt his feelings. It's your own security is the issue.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, now you see it. Now,
I believe that.
And now you see it. Then you're going to speak up, and you're going to find a way. One day, this is going to happen, and it could be just a small thing, and you can say, but look, Joe, don't try to approach it too, and don't give him a chance to get out of it. Don't give him a hint of what you're going to say. It's got to be sudden, gently, sudden. You know what? I noticed that you're running with another woman. That's not your wife. I need to tell you that. And you can see him turn all different colors and get angry with you. That's when you feel the rug from people pulling out of you, underneath you. Now you clinch it. Say, look, I'm your friend. And I have a duty to tell you this. I'm a friend of your wife's. I suggest that you look at what I've said and change your ways. And then he would walk out in a huff. Now, here's what will happen. I can guarantee you one of these two things will happen. Everything's predictable. He will not be your friend anymore, and you've lost what you should never have had.
Uh-huh.
And don't play the game anymore. Or you may have to do it with other people sooner or later because you've got lots of friends like that. You have a whole larder full of them. Okay. The second thing might happen, he may come back to you and says, you know, I'm sorry I was angry with you, but I don't know what came over me. You know, you're right. And I won't do that anymore, and I'll talk to my wife, and I'll tell her I was tempted, but it's okay now. See, you can't wait too long for stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's all timing. So, now, if you understand what your duty is, and that you should not worry about what people think of you. The worry about what people think of you is of the same order. Everybody who worries about what people think of you, they build their sense of worth, that worthless sense of worth on that.
It's all ego.
It's all sick ego crap.
Yes.
And no one worth the salt of the ground lives a life like that. But Americans have become that way in mass.
Yes.
It is a national psychosis. The love of liars.
Sure
that's
is.
And that's how you got your president. They love him.
Yes.
And he responds to them, "You're wonderful people for loving me. Thank you for electing me and let me do what I want." Got it?
That was the first sin, wasn't it?
Listen.
The pride, the sin of pride.
That's right. And pride in you needs...
Me.
Listen, pride is a displacement of you.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you're not born with pride.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come into the world, the pride of the world gets inside you.
Mm-hmm.
By your parents, who also have never dealt with pride, never dealt with each other's. They reinforce it. What do you think your father married your mother for? For, to have his ego massaged through his love there.
No, I know that.
I know that too.
I know that from you.
Yes, you know it about them from me.
Yes.
I've got a book here. It's called The Adam and Eve Syndrome. No one's going to buy this book. So to hell with you. But I'm going to read some of it. But I'm not going to read the rude part of it, because there's a rude part. I'll have to exchange the word. Otherwise, my producer's going to have a fit. Aren't you, Ralph? All right. It's not too bad. It's chapter 16. It starts off like this. The Sex-Hate Connection. That's the title. The most important thing to a man is his sense of worth. Perhaps that would be all right, were it not for the fact that his sense of worth is connected to his privates. The most important thing to a woman is security. That would be all right, too, were it not for the fact that her security depends on glorifying the general's privates. That's about what love is. No wonder all hell breaks loose.
And it's the truth.
It is the truth. Now, I'm going to put out an SOS. Save my soul. Anybody listening to my program, tell me that's not true. Tell me there's nothing wrong with the way we have sex together, the way it's taught. And so I'll give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. Look, I hope I've helped you now. Is that good enough?
For me?
Yes.
Yeah,
I can't do an exorcism. Listen, sometimes people
just
let loose over the radio.
Roy. Just
Pardon?
A nudge I feel that I need.
I just gave it to you.
Yes.
What is that? What is a nudge? An elbow in your eye or something? What is it? It's not physical.
I just feel
you
that
need.
I've come so
you listen.
Far,
listen. Trust me what I said. If you do this, you will be released to see more. If you can learn to speak your mind but not just rush out and do it and blab, mm-hmm. but wait for something, wait for an opportunity. Just mull it over your head and wait. That opportunity will suddenly reveal itself, and the light that you have will show you that moment where you've missed them. Now, that opportunity, I don't know what it is, but it's something must be done or said. You can do something without saying, or say something without doing it, and do something and say something while you're doing it. But whatever that is, you have the opportunity to be brave and lose your support.
Do you think that's what's been holding me back?
That is what's holding you back. That's what holds everybody back. The trouble is, most people listening to this program do not have the equipment that you have installed in you from the inside. And mm-hmm. So you can do that, but you must be brave enough to say, I will do it regardless of what happens, whatever I lose. You'll always feel like you're about to lose something when you do that.
Uh-huh.
And that's right, lose it.
But Roy, you know...
Do the right thing and lose it. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, you don't need any more. We can't discuss it anymore.
Okay.
There's nothing more to say at this time.
Okay.
You want a nudge? Do it!
Okay.
That's the nudge.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Oh, well, the nudge. See, Harold in New York. Good Lord. Oh, thank you very much. Hold, Harold. Hold, Harold. I have to fix my device. I can't read from that. It's not. It's a 30-second commercial. It doesn't come out well. Very good. I have to do that for TRN. Tonight I have to work on that. All right. But you don't have to be helpless victims of stress. You have the power over stress, and you have more than you realize. So, courage, that is the willingness to stand your ground and take the flak, take the loss. And it's usually that way. But because it's right, and you know that, and something will say to you, but you'll lose. You'll lose your house, you'll lose your friend, or whatever it is. But it doesn't take a lot of energy. Just quietly ignore that little other voice. And just quietly just do and say what needs to be said. And actually, if you have a good heart, it will pop out of you like you had a Excelex. You know what Excelex, I don't know if people take Excelex anymore, but you remember it. It is a medicine for going to the bathroom. You don't take too much of that. So it will flow out of you like that. And before you know it, you said it. That's the way it should be. There are times when there's a little hesitation because it's a big thing. But it's the little things that are very important, like admitting you're wrong when you are, and you kept it to yourself, you had a judgment. So you could say to your friend, you know, Joe, I've got a nice face, but I have an apology to make to you. Well, what's the matter, Mary? Well, you didn't do anything wrong with me, but I did it in myself, you see. I judge you for something. Oh, you know that party you had the other day? Well, so I know you didn't mean anything, but I got a bad habit judging you. And then smiling. So I just want you to know this is not good for me. I just have to say sorry. Oh, well, you know, you might say, well, I got judgment too. Maybe I better look at my own. You never know what's going to happen after that. All right. Let's go to Harold in New York. I forgot to give my commercial where you write for it. My goodness me. Let me fix my screen a little bit. My screen's gone. If you want to get a special device, I've been using downloads and CDs and MP3s to deliver the message to the soldiers and to the veterans and to people who wanted to, you know, have a better life and solve their problems. But a better delivery system, because you can always, if you want to give a gift of a CD, people will just put it aside, perhaps. But a little gadget, like a credit card size computer that fits in your wallet, like a credit card, you can put it in your wallet. It'd be quite safe there. Put on your shirt pocket when you really use it. Put the earphones on. You got a charger, leave that at home. You won't need it because it's 10 hours of listening. It is a delivery system that it makes it very valuable and better for the military. I don't know how I'm going to, because they cost so much more than giving them a CD and a download. I don't know how I'm going to afford all of that, but because I've already given up 400,000 approximately, 100,000 CDs hard, and over the last 5-6 years. But, you know, it's from the money you send in and from the money I saved up. And most of it's gone now. See, most of it. I do have to have a little backup. But, you know, just can't spend every penny of my money. I just don't know what's going to happen next. But the foundation money, I should say, I don't own the foundation. Everything goes to the organization. I just work for the foundation, and I don't own anything. I don't own the buildings, nothing. So I just want you to know, even though I started it 53 years ago. So if you would like to get a copy of this, we're going to put the price up to $19.99 because it's worth it. I just downloaded Photoshop, It was just a download, $99. But it's all the work. All the 60 years that put into making this thing. It took a while. It took to piece it all together slowly but surely. People got better and better and better and better and better until I can get better people better in 10 minutes. The people are ready enough. There's certain kinds of people, they get cured in 10 minutes with this thing. But some people take a little longer. They have to get over some doubt and stuff. You've got to say, no, this can't do that. You know how your mind talks to you. There are some people who just hear where I'm coming from, and they get it, bang, like that. And I can't. I will talk about it. If you call me, if you can put my screen back up, I don't know if you can. Let me see if I can put my screen back up. No, I think I can. Disappeared. All right, I'd have to guess. I do have somebody on the line, but go to curestress.info. Would you remember that, please? Or you can go to my website, since you are listening to me on my radio program. My website, FHU.com, you know where that is. A lot of you do. And there's the stress device right there, and you can buy it. And you get three for the price of $105, I believe. It's the first one is $49. We're going to put the first one up to $99 after the holidays. If you buy it now, even if I deliver it to you after the holidays, because they're almost sold out of them, and they haven't even arrived yet. They're arriving about Wednesday, and that'll be in time for Christmas. They're coming from a foreign country, 1,000. They'll put a lot of money out to get that. And so, please God, the shipment comes in, and all with the audios are perfect, because we want to make the good quality. Then they start going out right away. But there's only about 200 or 300 spares left, and I would recommend that if you want it before Christmas, don't waste your time. The best thing is go to the website. Go to the Foundation website, FHU.com, or go to, if you want to take a friend to the website and you want to avoid the religious stuff, that stuff I do, just go to curestress.info. There's nothing on it except the device and a book, if you want it. Nothing on it. And then you can listen to the opening of Be Still and Know. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's me a long time ago. All right, now we're going to take our calls. Harold in New York. Hello, Harold. What can I do for you, falling in love with a loose woman? That's what it says up there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was this way.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. She won't let you loose.
Pardon me?
She won't let you loose. She may be loose, but you're a loser. A looser.
For doing that, for falling in love with her.
Yeah, but when you fall in love. Yeah, when a man falls in love, he's an idiot. All idiots fall in love. And all idiots buy the folklore of how wonderful sex and love is, and falling in love, and getting deep into each other, and exchanging identities. And all of a sudden you wake up one morning fighting a war, losing a war you didn't know you were fighting. All of a sudden the mask comes off, and the girl of your dreams becomes a nightmare of schemes, and the man of your dreams likewise.
Right.
And that's all there is to it. It is self-destruction.
So I must look at her like a drug, and I just have to end it.
Well, no, you don't want to look at her as a drug. You want to look at her as a girl, a little girl, who got lost and didn't have a father to love her.
Exactly.
Otherwise, she wouldn't mess with you, a man like you. See, she wouldn't give herself to a man like you. Oh, don't go away. We'll be right back. It's nice to have phone calls for a change. Of these gadgets. Now, it was so much easier for me to give coping strategies, CDs. They didn't cost a lot, and we can give a whole lot of money for a lot of them away for very little money. And so that's how we got to between me and Colonel Monaco. He's the one that did, I'm the one that gave it to him free. And he delivered them. Well, you did with your money, ladies and gentlemen, your money. So there's 400,000 happy, maybe, if they picked up these CDs. Not everyone will pick it up. But this device come along, they've invented it recently, and it's a credit card that will fit in your wallet and your shirt pocket when you're ready to use it, and put some little earmuffs in there called earphones, and you can recharge it, 10 hours charge in it, and it has 4 hours of Be Still and Know, Pay Fear and Stress, you know. What's on the CDs, you can buy them for $80, but this is, right now, you can get the device loaded with this that you can't change it anyway, so it's locked in there. How they do that. I do with Photoshop, you've got something locked, you can't fix it. You can't mess with it. So it's locked in there, but the quality is good. And hopefully, I've ordered 1,000, prepaid it. And so they'll be here roughly Wednesday or Thursday. And then we'll be, you know, we've got about 700 orders now. It'll probably be 8, 9 then. May I suggest that you get, if you want it for Christmas, I will hold the price to that because it's introductory. We don't have them yet. So it's a pre-sale. So you get 3 for $105, I believe. It's $49 for the first one, $35 for the second, and $25 for the third, but so that you can give them as presents. And even if you do not get it for Christmas, because when I get the shipment, I want to make sure they're good before we send them out. We check them, we spot check them. And if they're very good, I immediately wire it, the money, to another country. So that they get it, and there would be a different picture on it. We're making it prettier. It's cure stress I'm talking about. And they immediately go to work, and within a week or so, they'll FedEx it to me, because 1,000 is not a huge amount of weight. But I will take all the orders now, so if there's 50,000 comes in, I will honor this for 50,000. But after the break, after the first of the year, they will go up to $99, because I think it's a fair price. I just downed the Photoshop for $99, and I had a hell of a time putting it in. And I'm being rescued by Paul Owen, who is our engineer. And I didn't know I was going to put him through all that, but I like Photoshop, and I haven't been doing much of that lately because I've been busy writing physics books, and that will be another surprise. You know, even though I've got accolades, military. If you will look at the book, Cure Stress, it's really the altered form of how your mind can keep you well, when it goes up onto Amazon, and you read the back of it, and you see all the generals and all the surgeon generals of the army and all the rest of it, you see them all these saying how remarkable this is, and you still won't buy it. But when they pick the book up now.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, you never want to marry a woman who gives herself too easy to you.
Yes.
You see that? And if a person comes up and you said, look, I want to give you $1,000, do you mind? He said, well, no, thank you. Because you know there's something fishy behind that, right? But isn't it surprising you wouldn't? A woman gives herself to you. The most precious thing she's got is her body and the future generation, and she gives it to a pig like you, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put it that way, but you're a user, and she's outused you.
Well, we haven't gone that far. I've just found this out about her, and I care where her soul's going to end up.
All right. Well, then, if you would like her soul. and you just don't have sex with her, and you be friendly, but then be like a father to her.
Just maintain she
isn't,
that level.
She isn't marriage material right now. She's not girlfriend material. In that state, if you fall for that, she'll eat you alive.
Right. I've avoided I was before the precipice, and I've backed away. But I can only work with her if she reaches towards me, if she wants to keep going on that road.
No, you say no. No, you're the man. She wants to be a friend. If you want to help her, she has to come to you for a philosophical challenge. A philosophical difference. It's not sex as usual. Jump into bed, you know, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am, and gone. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, you have to recognize that she's a broken woman, and she does not know how to. She's alone, and she understands to most men, and she's right. They only care for, you know, their genitals being serviced.
Yeah, that? That's exactly right.
And the brain that's sort of stupid brain that's behind it. And so what else she could do is she could die alone, because there's nothing out there. She's probably broken and not that pretty anymore. And so, but she's hungry for love, and you get, and that's not love.
No.
So we have a nation, if I may use the word, piggish men, broken men, because that women will break you. Or if they don't break you, you get so addicted to the game. It's how you become addicted to her love. But there's something about what love does to you as a person, a man. It makes him a wimp for love. It makes a wimp for him, make him whimper for it. Or it does the opposite. It makes him a beast for it. See, it's no more flower stuff. Get into bed. Smack, smack, smack. See? I want it. You're going to give it to me whether you like it or not. Got it?
Right. No, that's where she's at. Mm-hmm. Now, I just... It's a shock. I hear the theories. That
well, she sounds
about.
Like she's the man then, and you're the female.
No. I know you're shooting for to find out where I'm at, but
yeah,
I've turned away from her. But it's just sad that her.
Listen, forget sad. Forget sad. Look at her. I want you to look at this woman. Say, once a little beautiful little child,
that
never had a father to love her, and to guide her, and to imprint in her. Reinforce in her what a man is. So therefore the only man she will marry is a man just like the good father, the good in the father, in the man. She'll be attracted to that. But if you had a bad father and a loose father, and he's a weakling and a lizard. And the woman, the mother, is a witch. See? Then the girl has a new impression of a person is always attracted to what corrupts. So if she's corrupted by a father's failure to be a father, unconsciously she'll be looking for the father in the man she can either fix, so it could be a good father for the children, as if her love could fix a man. It can't. It never can. It never will. It's always stupid, but the point is nobody ever talks about it to make sure that it is publicly stupid. For which I'll be publicly scoriated. All right, now I'm going to let you go. Treat her like somebody else's lost child. Do not touch her. See, because she's too vulnerable. And the trouble is, she rose to the occasion because you are a weakling and have a need for her. I would say... need for the bitch, because you're son of one. That's all. You go back to the scene of the crime and stuff yourself. I don't mean to be rude, but I just want to make it look disgusting the way it is. I want to make it unbeautiful. Gotta go now. All right, we're going to take another call. Ramon, north of somewhere.
Hi.
Hello, Ramon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm so glad I came in right when you were talking about your topic seemed to fit with my question.
Okay.
I am actually having an issue, and I wanted good advice. I've been listening to you for years, and I knew you would give common sense Christian advice.
Yes.
I can't think of anybody else who would have. But my issue is this. I'm starting to notice things in my children, and my children are very young. They're 3 and 4. But their father, he has some, I guess I'll call them habits, that he's not really serious about changing them. He admitted that. I already knew that. But
what are they?
Drinking excessively.
How's your relationship with him? Not very good, I take it.
I am respectful of him. You know, I don't want to do anything to discredit him.
Well, the thing is, the sex is the thing. See,
I stopped that because...
Well, now, but you see, the problem is, when you begin a relationship that way, if you stop it, that man feels betrayed and hateful. But if you go on giving it to him, you are nurturing a betrayer.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to stop. It's very hard to stop. But and you've got to be... If you're going to say no, there mustn't be any rancor with it. There mustn't be any irritation with it. There mustn't be any anger with it, the subcurrent of anger. It must be, look, you're just an alcoholic person, and I just cannot do this with you anymore. Because how can I give you love when you're just and all you do is go out and drink afterwards? I don't want to service that.
I'm not mad at him, but I just
But everything must be done with a firm look in your eye, a fearless look in your eye, even though you've got little children to be concerned about.
Right.
Now, there are times when. For instance, in Vietnam, it's a noble women that normally wouldn't give themselves to, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah. But when the children are starving, and women sacrifice themselves to feed their children, they're not whores.
Right.
See that? So there's exceptions to the rule, right?
Right.
And so that's almost heroic because it's a horrible thing to do, to give yourself.
I stopped because I noticed it was bringing out bad qualities.
The worst in him, of course.
It was bringing out anger.
Yeah, now, the thing is, I think you need to pull him aside, and when you have dinner with him, say, look, I want to talk to you about something. That you have resentment towards me. And I understand why. I didn't know any better. I gave myself to you when we first get married. I thought you were a good person, but maybe I didn't think you were a good person, but I thought my love, a woman's love, could help you be a man, and I found out that a woman's love only makes a man worse. The kind of love we're talking about. There's women who have real love, but most people, most women like yourself, you just do this so naively.
Right.
You really mean well when you get infatuated with him when he was handsome and dashing and you were prettier than you are now.
So. That's all true, and so I have all true. I'm not insulted because it's truth. But the thing is, I've done all that. I sat down with him, but he told me quite frankly. Now, this is a person that used to be a pimp. This is a person that has been drinking since he was 12 years old. This is a person.
But he has a very. You should, if you knew that, you should never have touched him with a 10-foot pole.
I didn't know it.
But you should have known him longer. You should have known him longer.
I should have known him longer. You're right.
It was too quick. Impulsive.
Exactly. See? All true.
So there's a weakness in you that has to be discovered, and now you've discovered it. Well, it's part of the game. So don't regret that. It had to be. It's how we find our faults, and if we admit them, then our life gets better. Even though you're in a mess, something good will come from it. So that good will come. I'll tell you how the good will come from it. Is your children will watch you deal with their dad in a beautiful way. Their children are not past seeing that. They're very keen to see such things. They want to see the Godfather in the mother. So the role of you is to have the God in you that's not in your husband, and to deal with him as if as a gracious lady that never is intimidated and always patient with him, make sure he has his dinner no matter how drunk he is.
And talk to the children
and say, Mommy, why? They say, what's the matter with Daddy? So, well, Daddy was a sick man since he was a little boy.
And he doesn't want me to tell them that.
Pardon? You can talk to two-year-olds, and they will understand you.
I know they understand, but he wants me to cover for him.
No, do not. I don't know what you meant by that.
Well, what I mean is this. It's like I don't do that because it feels wrong.
What does it mean to cover? I don't do that, but I don't know what that is yet.
Well, what it means is it's like when he, you know, to cover up, hide what he's doing.
To hide from who? What?
He wants to hide the smoking and the drinking. And
from the children.
But they already know. And he gets
Yeah, of course they know. Of course it's already too late.
Right.
So you can't do any hiding.
So,
you need to talk to your children when your husband isn't there.
It took me a while, Roy. I finally sat down and I did talk to him, and it felt right. But I was trying to not take away his credibility.
No, you need to take away his credibility. You need to take it away. You got it wrong.
Okay.
You need to confront his credibility. It's a lie.
It is.
And you cannot. You must not support that, but you must not tear it down either.
Okay. I didn't know how to do that.
You must see your part. He has to have rage at you sometimes, and you're going to have to take that rage like he's a naughty tantrum kid. And the kids will watch you there, and you see, Daddy's not well, and that's how you deal with everybody. Daddy's, even you, when you're naughty, and you're angry with Mommy, I also treat you the same way until you get over it. Isn't that right, kids? And they all understand you. They're not stupid. All right. So I'm finished with the lady now. Okay. All right, I have finished with the lady now, so I'll spend a little time with y'all. I'm Roy Masters, and I want to help you. I just want to give you a little bit of news. I noticed the other day there was, when I looked at the income and what we give away free, the prisons are hungry for my material. The word has got around of all the prisoners all over the country. We're giving out about 150 books a day. And we can't afford to give them the one that is that are on Amazon. We can get our books on Amazon, but the books that all the ones we give them are the books with the old covers. But it's the same books. They don't care about marketing. Well, I have to be careful about marketing. So we have about 100,000 books. I would guess I've written about 20 books. Some of them are not in print anymore. But I got the ones that are in print, there's 13 up on Amazon. And they're all about stress. But I haven't called them that. And so I'm changing the faces of them one at a time. But the one I'm changing first is actually the delivery system. It's not a CD. You can get CDs if you want it. But it's cheaper. If you download 4 CDs, it costs you $80. You can buy the device. The Cure Stress device, we call it, with my picture on it. It's a credit card size computer with 4 buttons on it. You know, your cat could use it and understand it. It's not difficult. 4 buttons, on, off, forward, back. And there's no moving parts. You can put it in your wallet. It's so skinny. It looks like a credit card. You've got to mistake it for a credit card to give somebody, you know, give some, maybe you, at the counter, you just realize you've got the wrong thing in your hand. It's the device. It has 10 hours of charge and 4 hours of material, but it's be still and know. It's what you'd buy for $80 if you bought the CDs, one at a time, or a CD. But the other one is more, it's cheaper the other way because it's MP3 and it's less convenient. So it's a very good thing, and you'll enjoy it. The quality's good. The children will love it. And it's a wonderful present. All it says is a pretty picture of me on it, and it says, cure stress. And I got my folded arms at that picture you see on the screen when you go to Tall Timber Ranch page on FHU.com. All right, we'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we have about 8 minutes left, and if I get the caller up on the line right away, I'd be happy to. You're not very good. All right. Well, so that's good. It's all right. We do need to filter people out. But so I've enjoyed myself this evening, and I've had some nice callers. And that is a good sign, but those lines should be filled. Those lines should be jam-packed. I know I'm a listening program. I know also that I'm talking to a very broken nation. A very broken nation. Out of touch with reality. I was watching Fox the other day, and what was it? Who was it said this? Oh, yes, they went around asking what the fiscal cliff is, and 9 out of 10 people didn't know what it was. They're so out of touch. Nothing means anything. We are a really sad country, and you're about to lose it because you've lost yourself first. En masse, you're being taken over. So I just want to say to you, we can change all that, but I have to change it to get you back to being whole again. I have a gift to do that, but I need money to do it. But I earn my money by selling you a device. Now, I ordered 1,000 from Hong Kong. It's where we do business because that's where we get the devices. It's a little credit card thing, and it fits in your wallet and your shirt pocket, and you put little earmuffs on there, little tiny earmuffs. They're called earphones. As a charger. When you get home, you can charge it, or you charge it from your computer, either way. But it really is a way of doing what the church hasn't done. Bring you to salvation that's real, so you don't need verses and chapters. That you can read those verses and chapters yourself. Oh, now I see what it says. Now I see what it means. Wow, you don't need any other teacher. Didn't Jesus say that? And that's who you're celebrating, aren't you, this time of year? Don't heap yourself up, teachers. Don't call any man teacher. Speaking about religion, wasn't he? Not just ordinary education. He says, don't call your rabbis teachers. The rabbis are teachers. Don't call them. Don't call upon them to teach you anything. They're like, whitewashed tombs and dead men's bones. That's what he said about them. I say the same thing about most ministers, not all, but nearly all. There are a few. I don't know where they are. They don't communicate with me much. But I can show you how it's done, how to knock on that door within you. And look, please understand that a pre-sale. Meaning a promotion, because it's more expensive to do it this way. But in the end, it's cheaper for you. Rather than buying CDs, which are $80, this one's only $49. And while for the first 1,000 at least, for sure, if you want to get it for Christmas, you can buy all three for, what is $49? They call it $50. $35 is $85. And 25 is, what is it, 105 minus 1 is $104. I think that's the amount. You get three of these devices to give for the price, you know. It's a promotional thing because we want this to go to virus because people will see this lying around and they'll pick it up and curiously start to listen to it and, pardon me saying, they'll get hooked. And so they should, or unhooked, for now it's hooked them. So, please, let me give you the phone number of my office, 800-877-3227. That's the one I always give you. But there's one you can remember in case you haven't got a pen and you're a new person, is call 855-CURE-STRESS, Pacific Business Time, okay, business hours. Well, 855-CURE-STRESS, that's simple. You can't forget that. Only I can. I got a brain like a sieve. But there's the other one. The website is curestress.info. So if you're driving along and you don't know who I am, but the people who know me are going to have to go to my website, fhu.com. Everybody knows. And that's an acronym for Foundation of Human Understanding. And you know what that means? The Foundation of Human Understanding. The foundation is what we stand under. It took me a long time to come out with that. You know, I first wanted to give a name to my organization. So it's you'll find what you're looking for, a whole person without having a rabbi, a teacher. You got a Bible, good. Read the New Testament first. Then perhaps you'll understand Paradise Lost also one day. But then as a Christian person, you will find that when you have listened to this meditation technique, Cure Stress. That's the name we've put it, you know, we've filed that away. There's a name for that, and I just forgot the name. But and sometimes, you know, when you get older, words don't come to you the way they should. Common words. But I know, I've got the good stuff anyway, so you can hear where me coming from when talking to people. It's proper names I forget. So if you will just please support my program with your donations this year. But remember, if you order now, if you order 10,000, say, just for the hell of it, and you order it now, the price will be the same after they come in. All right, I'm just going to finish off. I was saying that I will honor the second batch. Well, may not make it for Christmas. The first batch is coming in Wednesday or Thursday, and out they go, 2 or 3 days, you got it. You'll have it in time. We've pre-sold already 700 almost. And so it's a hot Christmas. Everybody's got stress. Even little children have got stress. And these are good for little children. Leave it lying around and see how much they improve just by listening to it. It isn't garbage. It's something that talks to their little true selves, as it will talk to your little true self. That's all it does, is I'm awakening you to the inner, where the system that we live under, what has become America, the rule of all the doctors and psychiatrists and ministers and everybody, the parents and the school teachers, is thou shalt not be aware. You'll be punished if you're aware and looking at me. How dare you look at me with your awareness? Well, that's what you're going to have to deal with. Look for curestress.info if you're new to me, or remember the phone number, 855-CURE-STRESS. Go figure it out with the letters. Turn them into numbers. Thank you.